Hello everyone, and welcome to Comfy Club, an excuse for two best friends to talk about video games. And Happy New Year!
Happy New Year! Oh my gosh.
We done. Did it. We did it.
We made it through. A whole other lap around the sun by being inside. Right.
We're all on our prescription vitamin D.
Yep.
You know?
Yep. Living that office lifestyle, that gamer lifestyle, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Man.
That's what being a gamer is all about.
Is being inside. Oh my gosh. Well, today we wanted to kind of go over our year and talk about like what games we played and, you know, how we feel about it and, you know, some stuff about the podcast. So what do you want to start with?
You want to start with our favorites of the year?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, I think mine is going to be pretty obvious. It's going to be Baldur's Gate, I think. But, I mean, Coral Island's really creeping up there, but I have some other thoughts about Coral Island that when we talk more about it in a separate episode, I'll have some more thoughts about that. But I think Baldur's Gate kind of just ran away with it. Similar to the Game of the Year awards, I think it really just, like, ran away with, you know, being the best game this year.
Yeah, that's how we spent New Year's Eve, as we played Baldur's Gate all night.
Aw, that's so cute.
Finally made it to Moonrise Towers. Kick some butt. You know?
Yeah. Man, that fight when you first get to Moonrise Towers, I probably have spent more playtime doing that fight than I think the rest of the game. Like split 50-50.
They didn't just let you in?
No.
Yeah.
I had a huge fight.
That's
like
so
right
funny.
Inside the building. Like you get in the gate, you talk to Jahira. Did you talk to Jahira?
No.
Wild. We'll have to once we finish Baldur's Gate, we'll have to do another episode about Baldur's Gate.
And I've been thinking about it. I think I want to buy it on
the PC.
PC.
And play it by yourself.
Yeah. Because I feel like I'm not getting, like, the full experience, especially the relationship building. And that's the main reason why I want to play it. That Asterion action. But
I mean, just every single person. I'm like, how do I choose? Yeah. And the cool thing is if you download it on PC, if you feel like experimenting with mods for the first time in your life, you can get a mod that's like, you don't have to choose. Everyone can love you. It's fine to write.
I don't know. I've been kind of thinking about getting into modding The Sims and getting CC.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it's time. Maybe, you know, after 10 years of playing this game, it's time.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. It's just, Baldur's Gate is my top game this year. So.
Yeah. I think Coral Island's mine.
Yeah.
Palia, a very close second.
Palia's a very close second. Yeah.
Yeah. Palia's good and totally free. And just, it was fun to do something a little different. Like, it's very much the same. Like,
it's the same
genre.
Exact farming game that we play all the time. But this one's an MMO.
Yeah, this one's online. That makes it different.
Yeah.
Yeah. Makes me a gamer.
Oh my god.
I play MMOs.
Yeah. Oh my god. Well, what's your... I think we're probably going to have the same least favorite game. If we want to throw that one under the bus.
Well,
is it Hako Life? Because that was mine.
It would be. I think, like, quality of games that we played this year... Yeah, probably the worst. But I think my least favorite game of this year that we played is actually Disney Dreamlight Valley.
Oh, that's a really hot take.
I'm just so upset with it still.
And I agree. I'm in the same boat as you. I just think... I actually, you know, I think I guess it could probably be tied because, like, yeah, I think your point is valid. Like, Hako Life quality wise, it kind of felt like a cash grab for the Animal Crossing kind of game, mm-hmm. you know. But I think
Disney you want to talk about cash Valley, grab?
Yeah, Disney Dream My Valley has really been like one disappointment after another.
Yeah.
So yeah, it just there's so much potential. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the bar is actually pretty low. Like, I could feel like if they weren't living up to this, like, potential that was absurd, maybe. But, like, the fact that the bar is so low that there are still literal game-breaking bugs on every single platform that it's released on that have been known for months and still haven't been fixed is wild.
I don't think I'll ever get over it, you know, not being free anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, why? They just shouldn't have said anything
that about it was going that. To be.
Yeah. Just yeah. said and price unknown.
Yeah. And I don't know, like, why it seemed like a weird business decision in the first place.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I don't know. It seemed strange, you know?
Yeah,
I will say the more I kind of see some stuff about it, the more I'm interested, and I want to look at the expansion. So maybe in like the next couple months, I'll go check it out, see what it's like. I'll drop the money on it, I guess, because mm-hmm. you know I want to see if the expansion really does like make the. Is the price of the expansion worth it? Is it worth it with the price of the game? Like, I don't know. I want to be able to at least give valid criticism and not just, like, speculation about mm-hmm. it. I think that, unfortunately, our speculation is going to line up probably pretty well with what we think. And I would say we're very generous when it comes to, like, price versus, like, worth, you know? Yeah. I think we're pretty generous when it comes to that, but I imagine it will be hard to be with this expansion and this game. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I say least favorite game, Hako Life, biggest disappointment, Disney Dreamlight Valley.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's
I'm fair. Not mad. I'm just disappointed.
Honestly. Never had like such a genuine disappointment in a game before.
Exactly. It's wild.
Yeah. Oh, man. Like, you know, sometimes you buy a game, you take a shot, and you're like, this game is bad. It wasn't for me. Yeah. But you're not, like, emotionally disappointed by it. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Disney Dreamlight Valley showed us a new way to live, I guess.
Right. Yeah. But it's regardless wild. Of it being the biggest disappointment of the year, my mm-hmm. Steam in review, I still played it a lot.
Yeah. That is my highest played game, I think, on Steam.
Yeah, same.
Yeah,
but that's because 20... Core Island full release just came out.
That's so true. Oh, hold on. Let me see how many hours I have in Core Island, because this New Year's weekend, this long weekend, your girl been playing some freaking Coral Island.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
So fun. Honestly, just the diving, adding that just really changed the game for me.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I could just go diving today.
When did I buy this game?
I think it just came out like a month ago.
I bought this game Christmas weekend. So I got achievements on December 24th. I don't know when
my first. You've had it like a week.
Oh, wait, no, just kidding. December 9th.
Okay.
December 8th. Okay, I played it. I started it on December 8th. Okay. So I've had it for less than a month.
Mm-hmm.
I have 53.8 hours in this game.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That's good.
Yeah. It's. Yeah, it's really taken over. So. But yeah, I wanna save it, but I have a lot of good thoughts. And then like one kind of lingering fear. Just because of some stuff I've been seeing now that I'm, like, interacting with stuff on, like, Reddit and TikTok about Coral Island.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't think it will negate any of the praises that I've given it so far, but when we do another episode about it, I'll I'll probably have a better idea of how I feel about it.
Yeah. So. Yeah, it was also my second highest. So, especially since we do this podcast, we, you know, buy a lot of random games so we can do episodes about them. Mm-hmm. So, I think that's why both of our Steam and reviews are like, wow, you played a lot of different games. And, like,
yeah,
my number one, Disney, that's only 30% of my playtime.
Yeah, 22% of my playtime is Disney Dreamlight Valley.
Yeah. Then I've got 17 at Coral Island, and then Planet Zoo, actually, is my third.
Mine is Foundation at 13%, which, yeah. This is the other thing that's really cool, too. This is, like, I don't know, I want it to, I guess I could go and find this information, but it also tells you how many sessions you've played. So that also paints some very interesting numbers, because 22% of my playtime was Disney Dreamlight Valley with 47 sessions.
Okay.
So hypothetically, that's like 47 days that I logged in and played this game.
Right.
And maybe sometimes like twice in a day if it was like a weekend and I stopped to go do something else. Foundation was 13%. So like almost half of that with 9 sessions played.
Long sessions.
Yeah. And then the next one. 11% of my playtime was Murder by Numbers, which is like a, not a Sudoku kind of game, but it, like, I don't know what these numbers are called, but it's kind of like a Minesweeper Sudoku-y, like, you know, it tells you how many numbers are in a row, like how many blocks are filled in, you make a picture with it. 11% of my playtime, almost the same as Foundation, one session played.
Oh my gosh.
I literally sat down and just like, played this game nonstop for a day. I'm like, I'm wondering if maybe like I accidentally left it running or something. Like, that's the only thing that makes sense to me, is that I accidentally left it running. Because I did do a full playthrough, like a replay through of it. Because it's not like, when you're not reading the story because you've already gone through it, you're just like, go through the puzzles. But I can't imagine that that's accurate. I must have left it running, I think.
I don't know.
You know?
Yeah. What was your longest streak, like number of days?
7 days. Yeah. And it was in January. Monday, January 9th to Monday, January 16th. That was right after Disney Dreamlight Valley came out, right? No, it came out last year. Yeah. So it must have been that I was playing Disney Dreamlight Valley, I think, is really the...
Mine's similar. 10 days. And January 19th to the 29th.
I want to click on it and it tell me. It says 3 games played. What 3 games did I play?
I don't know.
I want to click on it and I want it to tell me.
Well, 2 damn bad. All right.
Oh, you know what I can do, though? I can look and see what... So The Witcher was probably one of them that I played, because we did our Witcher episode in January. January 9th. And then we did our Little Witch in the Woods episode, January 16th. So that's 2 of the 3 games, and I bet it's Disney Dreamlight Valley is the 3rd one. I'm just over here doing a little Good Morning Nancy-ing, you know?
What does yours say for, like, number of games played? Like, that first little chunk.
16. So not that many.
Mine's 21.
Dang.
10 new games.
I only have 8 new games.
And then I unlocked a lot more than the median number of achievements.
Same. How many did you unlock?
126.
Okay, I got 84.
All right,
nice. Yeah.
I can't believe the Steam median for number of games played is 4.
Yeah, that's wild. That's funny. I guess, honestly, ours probably would be, it would be a lot lower.
Yeah, it would be more like that. Played,
like, you know, Little Witch in the Woods. We wouldn't have freaking played Hawk of Life, that's for sure.
No. I mean, but that was on my wish list for a long time, so.
Same. It looked really good, and I want to revisit that game and see, like, if maybe there, it, like, hits its stride in, at a certain point. And I just don't think it's going to.
Yeah, maybe we should do, like, a revisiting game series where we, I don't know, give them a second chance or something.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I thought my spider graph categories were pretty interesting.
Yeah.
The two main ones are relaxing and farming sim, which that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Mine's farming sim and city builder are my two.
Yeah. I've also got on here cooking, visual novel, board game, and dog.
Dog. I've got visual novel and investigation, which is exclusively from Murder by Numbers.
Oh, and I'm also probably like Call of the Sea, maybe?
Oh, I'm trying to think
of what visual novel like I would have played. I think that's...
I wouldn't call Call of the Sea a visual novel, because a visual novel is more like a click-through, like dialogue with like 2D, kind of like how Coral Island is, but...
What if it's Witchy Life Story?
I bet that's it.
I bet that's what it is.
That makes more sense. Why's my investigation higher then? What other investigative games am I playing? I feel like
you play a lot of those kinds of games.
That's what I think too, but I can't think of any of them. Not in Steam, at least. Yeah. And then, oh, I wonder if it's because I also have Hidden Object, because I have a little, like, I spy, like, Where's Waldo kind of game.
Uh-huh.
And then cooking also is on mine.
Yeah.
So.
Makes sense. All right. So I was looking at my graphs for playtime.
Yeah.
And I was like, what in the world was I doing in August? Because I have essentially no playtime that whole month in Steam. And I was like, was I really busy? Like, was a lot of stuff, like real world stuff going on? No, bitch. That's when Polya came out.
Oh my God, that's so true.
Wow. Up in Polya.
Yeah, August, September, and then November, I don't have any Steam playtime. I barely have any in April. Oh. 100% of my time in April was spent playing Blush Blush. And apparently I didn't play any other games in Steam in April, I guess.
Yeah, the first half of the year, especially in May, I played quite a bit of Disney. I think May is when they did their announcement, right? About the pricing and all that?
No, the pricing announcement was, like, recent.
Oh.
In October.
Well, I must have done something in May. Maybe an update. I don't know. And then I spiked again in October, because that might have been when they did their announcement. And then they also had the, Nightmare Before Christmas, Star Path. I wanted some of that stuff. But, yeah, I don't think I'll be playing it much.
Oh, it does tell me what my longest, in the longest streak, what games I played. It was Disney Dreamlight Valley, Little Witch in the Woods, and Blush Blush. I was checking on the boys a little bit at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, on the boys.
I haven't checked on them since April. That was the last time I played Blush Blush. Gosh. I know. The boys, they're going to miss me.
I know, they're going to forget about you.
I know. Oh, this timeline view is really cool.
Yeah.
Oh, and also has a little thing on, like a little banner that says, like, first played in 2023. That's exciting.
Yeah, if y'all didn't check out your Steam year in review.
It's really interesting.
Yeah, it popped up when they first... released them in your little notifications. To get back to them, you can go to the view news from Steam icon, which is right by your notifications, and it's a couple articles down. And then you can also check out, they did like the top Steam games of the year, which I looked at briefly.
Oh.
And they're all, you know, you don't start like seeing AAA cozy titles. Games till like the bronze level.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Wow.
Yeah. We must have done our Planet Zoo episode in January. Because that's the only month I played it.
So yeah. Last year. Let's see. I've got our episodes pulled up because I was like, yeah, January 23rd was Planet Zoo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think last year we kind of talked about, let me look at my 2022. Let's see. Because I know last year when we did this, we also talked about, I want to play more games. Because we typically find ourselves kind of settling into the same games. And I'm curious. We did worse. I think we did worse. My 2022 Steam year review, it says I have 30 games played.
Okay, let me look.
So, there's a link to it all the way at the very bottom. Oh, yeah. And I like, played these games, too.
Hey, it was a busy year. We had to it get was. You married. It's
true. I got married. Yeah. So, that's some other big life news. I'm married now, y'all.
Yeah. It was a beautiful wedding. She was a beautiful bride.
What a shame.
Okay, I did better. I mean, I wasn't going to say it. I've only played 19 games last year.
Wow.
So mine was much better, actually.
Wow.
I got less achievements this past year. That's interesting. I also... I think I played Shop Titans more on PC last year. I basically exclusively play it on mobile now.
Same. Same, Ziggies. My top game last year was Blush Blush. I'm not surprised by that one.
Yeah.
At all.
Yes. Dog was also on my Spider-Man last year.
I remember saying
Shop Titans was actually my most played last year, and then Disney.
I think I was pretty much exclusively playing it on mobile. Mine was Blush Blush, Disney Dream My Valley, and then Murder by Numbers again. So.
Yeah.
Yep.
Some fun games.
Yeah, I think we improved. I think we... I definitely played less games. But I think I played more on some other platforms. Like, I think Call of the Sea I have on... Epic Games or something, and then obviously Baldur's Gate.
You also played Spider-Man.
That's true. Oh, yeah, I was playing a lot of Spider-Man. That's so true. Good game. Not cozy at all, but a really good game. So, yeah. I don't think there's not any way to really, like, I think, make that game
right
cozy. I think it can be a little bit more casual, but I don't. No, I don't think it can be cozy. Yeah. Even by, stretching. You know, I like to stretch what is a cozy game. I really do.
Uh-huh. We know.
But I don't think I can... I don't think Spider-Man stretches that much.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. Palia, that's obviously not on Steam. Mm-hmm. My Sims, I play through EA, not through Steam. So all that's my true, Sims yeah. hours mm-hmm. aren't on here.
Yep. I'm trying to think what else. There's some other stuff I've been playing on Epic that I don't think is on Steam. But yeah. Oh, I also played some games in the Amazon Prime Store, which is like another great place to get free games. And it's like a different type of game. They have a lot of LucasArts games, which I really like.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Something a little bit more casual. Like, they have good options for like cozy games, but a lot of them are older. Like, that came out in like the early 2000s, like point and click adventure games. So I played a couple of those. Yeah.
I think we really should have revisited it to prepare, but you know us.
Yeah.
But I think
I honestly forgot about the other platforms. I'm like, yeah, I'll just look at this stuff on Steam. And I did. And I was like, cool, I'm prepared for getting.
Yeah.
Because I just was like, that's so low. Like, what else am I doing?
Right. But I think our last year in review, bundled up episode, whatever we called it, we had like some other resolutions other than just playing more games. Like, I think I wanted to do a JoJo run through of Stardew, and I did not do that.
We didn't have time. You didn't have time for that. That did seems not. Like a lot of...
We didn't know you were getting married last year.
It's true.
We
set this our is goals true. Up. That's so true.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
We really had to. We didn't know we were going to get.
This is another thing, too. We got way more into reading this year
than
we've been victimized by the hot girl reading trends. And now we read books for fun, mm-hmm. which I used to do all the time, and then I just stopped doing it, and now I'm like, that's what I do in my free time sometimes. I just reread the first Percy Jackson book, so I could appreciate all the changes that they made for the TV show. Mm-hmm. I'm about to reread Crescent City to prepare for that book release. So it turns out when you have another, like, hobby, that it takes place of your gaming hobby. You can't do both at the same time. It's really hard.
You can't.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all right. Yep. But I am hoping this year that surely we'll get the Stardew Valley update 1.6. Mm-hmm. He just dropped a little teaser on it earlier this month. And then hopefully we get Haunted Chocolatier.
Yes. I'm going to be really excited when that game comes out. But so far, there's literally – I appreciate that he does this because I think it makes the game better and mm-hmm. keeps the hype appropriate. Is he has not released any sort of date for mm-hmm. Haunted Chocolatier. He's very much giving, like, we'll get there when we get there, you mm-hmm. know? And I appreciate that because it means, like, the game's going to be good. It's going to be in a finished state. There's not going to be any rush to get it out. There's also not going to be any, like disappointment when he's like, oh, well, I had to delay it. And it's like, oh, we understand, but it sucks, you know? Yeah. Like, I don't know. It's just out there in the ether until it's not, you know?
The other game that's doing that, it's a Chucklefish game, and they're also not giving any dates, and they're like, you know, we try to give our developers plenty of
time and resources.
Time to de-stress and stuff is Witchbrook, which has been on my wish list for over a year now. So I really hope that comes out this year. But again, no dates whatsoever. And then mm-hmm. I also want this Rolling Hills Make Sushi Make Friends game.
I haven't heard about that one.
I think I talked about it before when we were going over our wish list, but it's so cute.
Oh, yeah, Witchbrook looks so cute. I forgot which one that was. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Witchbrook will be amazing when that comes out.
Yeah. I have one that's really not cozy. I have one on my wish list called Instinction. It's a FPS, but you're on like a prehistoric dinosaur island. It looks very scary. I'll be very bad at it.
Also, I want to get House Flipper 2. That came out recently. It's on sale right now. It's the winter sale.
Ooh, I might pick it up then.
Yeah.
I've watched a stream and a YouTube video of it from two different creators. And I think we talked about this briefly when we were mentioning it. I casually brought it up for something else, and both of us were kind of like, what else do you do? You know, like there's not that many mechanics, you know? And I was really impressed. So it looked really good.
Yeah.
So I am actually interested in getting it and trying it out. So,
yeah. Mm-hmm. I've also been playing a lot of the Sims for Rent expansion.
Yes. I need to get all the expansions. I need to get up to date.
That's pretty fun.
Man. Oh, dang. I've got a couple of games that are real cheap right now.
I know, that winter sale.
Uh-oh.
There goes our bonus.
I also just finished claiming all my codes for the Jingle Jam stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
And, I mean, it's literally, like, it's like 60 games. And a lot of them are, like, little small ones. So I'm going to go through, because there are some on there that I think you'll like and that we can play for the podcast that are really, really good. There was one that I just saw. Oh, Tinytopia is really, really cute. Yeah. What's another one? Spirit of the Island.
Okay.
So, yeah, there. Oh, the other one too, Rusty Lake Hotel. I think I've talked to you about the Rusty Lake games. They're kind of like a point and click mystery escape roomy kind of game, like story game.
I think we played one on your stream one Halloween. Like, I was at your house and we played one together.
But yeah, I mean, there's a freaking ton of them.
I also really want Dave the Diver, and that's also on sale right now.
Yeah.
So I might pick that up.
There's a ton of stuff. Yeah. So I think maybe, I say this, I don't think last year we really thought that we were going to get so absorbed in a couple of really big titles, you know?
Yeah.
But I think I would like to play more small games.
Okay.
That we can kind of do in like one session, you know, where it's like, oh, we played through it and we beat it. Kind of like Call of the Sea and what was another one that we played that? Witchy Life Story.
Mm-hmm.
The other witch one.
Little Witch in the Woods.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, some stuff like that where it's kind of like self-contained and not like,
okay,
well, we played for 12 hours and we still don't have a core mechanic of the game. You know, like stuff like that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah. If there's anything y'all would specifically like for us to do this year, please let us know.
Yeah. Or even some different like cozy genres. That's another kind of thing I would like to try to do. And I think it'll be hard because I think cozy games kind of do fit into a certain...
Yeah.
Like, they have the same other tags also besides just being cozy games. But I think I'd like to try to find something that isn't just, like, another farming game or, like, right. Some sort of, like, house life sim, you know, game.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, we can definitely do that.
Try some different stuff.
I think Coral Island has... And it's such a shocking revelation. But I think it's taught me that I really like cleaning Sims. So, like, I'd like to get Laudanum.
This is the revelation
so,
to you?
Yeah.
What?
The revelation. I love cleaning.
Wow. I'm so shocked.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, there's some cute ones of that, like Laudanum and, oh gosh, there's this other one. I can't remember the name of it. I know. Very interesting content, but.
Yeah. But maybe we're really good at this, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to try some things that are, like, a little bit different. So I just happen to be looking at Tinytopia. So this is, like, a perfect example. It is a – it's a little city builder that has goals for, like, oh, you want to – build like this many types of these buildings or whatever, and when you put them together, like if you put two like level one houses together, they like bloop into a level two house. Yeah, and then you can stack stuff on top of each other. And so there's like different criteria that you have to meet, but one of the core mechanics that I've seen played a lot is sometimes there's like a level or like a couple of levels where, because they're little, they're balanced on a ruler that's like a little seesaw on top of something. So you also have to like balance the city.
It's $2.
Yeah. Get it. But yeah, it's really, really cute. It looks really
weird.
Fun. It has some really interesting mechanics.
Yeah, it's like you're playing like with little toys almost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really, really cute.
Interesting.
Yeah, and then sometimes there's, like, natural disasters, and, like, there's, like, different kind of constraints and stuff that you have to, like, work within to build the little city and stuff.
Yeah.
So, like, that's kind of what I'm looking for, because this isn't, like, it's not a farming game, and it's not, like, a life sim game. It's not a house decorating game. Like, I want something that's, like... a little bit different. I want to branch out a little bit.
You know what I would love to play this next year? I want some horse girl games.
Yeah. Oh, we could play the horse girl romance game. Have you seen this
what
weird
is
game?
That? No. Is oh it like Blush God. Blush, but they're all horse girls?
Sort of, but it's more like a story game.
Okay.
And you play as this girl who... she starts off classic cozy game style, has a corporate job. She's like, I can't do this anymore. Moves out onto a farm or something.
Yeah.
Except when she sees the horses, they have attractive anime boy faces.
Oh,
it's so
my
funny.
God.
Oh, yeah. It's really funny. Except I think maybe it's a mobile game. I don't know. I'll have to look and see. It's very funny. I would also like to play more games that we don't think are going to be good. I know that's a weird thing.
I think that's a good idea. I would just
like to play some games where our standards are, like, the bar's really low.
Yeah,
you know? I want to just go into some games being like, this is going to be a silly, goofy time.
Yeah.
Like, blush, blush.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, we should look for some weird games like that, for sure.
Yeah.
Preferably not. Man, I think my Steam, like, just recovered from Blush
Blush. Yeah, if it hears us talking about this, it's game over. Because when you play any sort of little, like, romance-y type of game that, like, the focus is, especially, like, little anime romance, whatever, your recommendations are bad. It's so bad. It's especially, awful. I just stopped looking at free games.
Because oh my gosh, yes.
Because it's all weird, sexy clicker games. And I'm like, I just need one. I just have the one. I don't need any more recommendations, please.
Yeah.
And the further you scroll, the worse they get. Where at first you're like, oh, okay, at least, like, the art style's good on this. And you keep scrolling, you're like, what is this garbage?
Well, and then you start getting, like, VR porn recommendations.
Yes.
And it's like, you know what? I'm not here for that.
Maybe I'm not. We're not in the same vibe there. I think you guys misread that.
Right.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, be careful when you guys are downloading games. What stuff is there? Is there an option?
Oh, to, like, not
to say, like, hide this from my recommendations.
Yeah. Must be.
Because Spotify does that, and it's really handy.
Yeah, and YouTube does it, so I'm sure Steam has something like that.
It doesn't look like it, but I'll find out. Man. But, yeah, I think those are some good resolutions. I think,
yeah,
just in general, our life resolutions have been kind of, like, branching out a little bit. Like, I want to just do a little bit more stuff,
right?
You know?
Yeah, like, some of my personal resolutions this year is, you know, to read more books and then to travel more, you know, so not just us
sitting coming at home every single weekend
playing the same games. Yeah.
Yeah. We're trying to be interesting people, y'all.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
What's your book goal?
Just 12.
Okay.
Yeah, just one a month, really.
You're not going crazy like me and Kelsey with our 52?
No, I have things to do. I am almost done with this one. I'm, like, halfway through it. It's a little guy.
But what book is that?
It's called The Orchard.
You were telling me about this.
I'm on a real farming kick with my books, too. I know.
Oh, that's so pretty.
Love it so far. Oh. But that's
one thing I'll never be able to do is, like with games, like, okay, I want to play some games where, like, my standards are lower. I don't have that same expectation for books literally ever. If it's bad, I'm angry about it.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to stop reading it. I've DNF'd one book ever, and I'm, like, literally 10% from the end, and I just couldn't keep going anymore. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'm going to finish it. Like, it's not that bad. And I wouldn't say it's, like, a bad book either. It's just, it's really hard going from
a high fantasy romance.
Yes.
Yeah.
To these are just some normal ass people in the 60s, you know?
Yes. Oh, in the 60s? That's hard.
Yeah. And, like, the main character, she's, like, kind of more of this quote unquote city girl. She's from, like, Iowa, you know.
Oh.
And then she marries this guy, and they've known each other for, like, maybe not even a couple months. Like, they were like, let's get married.
They really hallmarked that up, huh?
Oh, it is. It's kind of like an edgy Hallmark movie. I think that's a good way to describe this book. But yeah, he's, like, this very rural guy, and she's like, does he just not have any social, like, awareness? Because he's been out on this farm his whole life, or, like, what's going on? So, yeah. Anyway, this is a video game podcast.
I just was curious. I wanted to know about your books.
I know.
Man, I also think I would be interested. I think there's some interesting overlap between what books we enjoy and what video games we enjoy.
Yeah, too. I agree.
Because clearly, like, we're kind of hovering around the same genres. So I think it's kind of interesting to see how those overlap a little bit, you know?
For sure.
I need to read some more farming books, apparently.
Yeah. Well, I have plenty if you want.
Yeah.
I went to Half Price Books, and I think, like, half of the books I bought, they were all, like, romances with, like, farmers or people on orchards or whatever. Like,
that's so funny. I can't imagine buying something that's not based in, like, a fantasy realm, basically. I think the most unfantasy book I've bought recently is Outlander. So, and that's not really not fantasy.
No, she literally time travels.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, man. Well, what else do we want to talk about for this last year? I want to kind of look at our top episodes. I just want to kind of see.
Yeah.
And look at what performed really well versus, like.
One of my personal goals, which also pertains to the podcast, is to be much more active on social media for the podcast, which means be any sort of active whatsoever. That's literally where the bar is at right now. So I have them all written out, like how many I want to do per month, and it's a very low number. But
yeah,
you got to start somewhere, you know?
Well, we're going to have to start putting in the work because yes. Our top episodes, our number one top episode, which is actually from the when we launched, is Disney Dreamlight Valley.
Yep.
The second episode, which is actually from this last year, is updates for Disney Dreamlight Valley.
It's in a June. Hit. Yeah.
So.
And guess what? We're not going to be playing it that much this year. So we gotta
find something else. Oh my gosh. But yeah, I'm excited to play some new games. I'm really excited to see what other games, like, come out, you know, that we can kind of dip our toes into. I also want to get back into, because this is a big one that we haven't covered yet, is Animal Crossing.
Yes, and I would love to do an episode where you start playing it again.
What I need to do is I just need to put on the music. I need to put on the music from Animal Crossing because it's so good and it's so iconic and it really just, like, pulls you in. And I sent you these TikToks, so you'll have to scroll, you know, you'll have to watch all the 30 ones I've sent you before this that you haven't seen yet. But I saw this TikTok today that was this guy in Japan, and he was like, I went to Japan and I got to see all of the Animal Crossing stuff in real life, basically, like, joking about, like, all of, like, the Japanese architecture and, like, the buildings and stuff like that. And it was really, really funny. But obviously the Animal Crossing music is playing in the background. And I literally was like, where's the Switch at?
Yeah.
I could play it on the Switch right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm probably gonna get into that. Just because I, like, the music just really gets me in that mindset. And I think if I go into it maybe after playing Coral Island, that I feel like is a little bit closer to that than, like, Stardew Valley was.
Yeah.
I think it will be easier for me to kind of pick up that vibe. And also because I think I have to remember, like, it's not a game about farming and rebuilding the town. It's a game about decorating. That's the game.
I think why you have a hard time playing that game is the pace of the game. Because it is purposely a slow-paced game.
Yes.
And you're like, I just want to do all of it.
Yeah. In Coral Island, I screwed up really bad. And I did not get 2 items in winter for that bundle.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
So I didn't complete this bundle in the first year. So I have to wait all the way until winter to do it again.
Yeah.
And actually get these seeds and do it right. And I could have done it, but I forget about the wild seeds all the time. I always just trash that crap because I'm like, I buy seeds because I'm always just, like, buying the seeds. I don't like the wild seeds that much.
I do. I love wild seeds.
Well, in the winter, until you upgrade the town really high, it's the only way you can grow the tea leaves and the snowdrops.
Mm.
So I got screwed over because I wasn't doing that. And by the time I realized it, it was too late for me to grow them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I was like, yeah. So now I'm trying to speedrun everything else. And I'm like halfway through spring in year 2. And I'm just like, okay, well, I guess I'll just fish a lot.
Yeah.
I guess. Got all my artisan stuff going. And yeah, trying to trying to focus on other aspects of the game. So maybe if I go play some Animal Crossing, it'll kind of help slow me down a little bit. I don't know. Mm-hmm. We'll see.
They've added so many things since the last time you played. It's wild.
Yeah, I mean, like, the last time I played was very briefly for, like, an hour, maybe, after they added diving. And that was it.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'll have to revisit it, talk about it, be excited about it. Because I really liked playing it when it first came out. I played a lot, you know, but I just kind of fell off of it.
I can come to your island. I can bring you some flowers.
What I need to do is I need to be more okay with bullying certain villagers off my island. Because I really hate this ugly little hamster, but I feel bad about it. Like, this is... I feel bad being mean to him, but I want him to go away.
I have this ugly ram on mine, and she won't freaking leave. Like, oh my god. I've had like a dozen villagers come and go.
Can I punch your villagers? Can I hit him with a net?
Yeah. I don't see why not. We can
both do it at the same time and really like chase them off. Ugh. Oh my god.
Can't stand it.
But yeah, so that's my goal. One of my resolutions is play Animal Crossing this year.
Yes. So we've got, you know, we want to play some bad games.
Mm-hmm.
Horse girl games.
Yep.
You know, some smaller games. Mm-hmm. You want to play Animal Crossing?
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Mm-hmm. We want to beat Baldur's Gate.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we will because we sit down with that game and suddenly it's 8 hours later. Oh God, what happened?
Yes. So. Yeah. And maybe, I don't know if y'all would be interested, but I play a lot of like board games on the computer. So if that you think that would be interesting, like hearing how those kind of compare to playing them in person?
Physically, yeah. Speaking of board games, I got a really cute board game at Target yesterday.
Oh my gosh, what's
it called? It's called Flamecraft, I think.
Oh, I've played that.
With the little dragons?
Yes, it's so cute. We played it at game night.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, well, now I can go to game night again. It's so fun.
Yeah, it looks really cute. So
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll have to play some board games and play... You know, their online counterparts and see how it compares.
Mm-hmm.
You're a Ticket to Ride queen, so.
Yeah.
You know.
I would almost verge it on it's not cozy, because that's how freaking. And I'm not that way when I play it in real life, like, you know, with family and friends. Like, I don't feel like I'm that competitive on game nights.
It's like one of those things, like, when you talk about playing Ticket to Ride, I'm like, thank God this isn't some, like, online gambling
game. Because
that would be game over. I would literally have to tell your husband to, like put a parent lock on your computer so you couldn't play this game.
You know, the people, they just make me mad. I've got the wall of the internet. The thing is there's no chat. There is a chat mechanism in it, but it's like emotes only mode, basically.
Oh, that's smart.
So I'm just screaming at my computer at these people who can't hear me, but...
Oh my god.
You know what? You gotta get your anger out somehow.
Yeah.
I think that's a relatively healthy way to do it.
One other thing I want to do with episodes this year, when we talk about some games, is we already have, like, Is It Cozy? And those are for games where it really, like, we're really kind of pushing the limits a little bit sometimes on those. But I want to talk more about why we think a game is cozy. Because I think a lot of times we really just kind of, you know, take it for granted.
It's the vibe.
Yeah. And I think on some games it's fine. Like, Coral Island, we don't need to explain... Mm-hmm. Why that game is cozy. Like, clearly, it's a farming game on a tropical island and everyone is hot. Like, what's not cozy about this, you know? Mm-hmm. But I saw a TikTok a couple weeks ago that was talking about, like, just because a game looks, like, aesthetically is cozy, doesn't mean that it is cozy. And one game that they brought up was Dredge. And they were kind of like, well, how is Lovecraftian horror cozy? And, like, this game, like, parts of it are, like, difficult and kind of scary.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, but, like, the vibe, like, I still think I would call it a cozy game, you know? So I think on some games we should, like, get a little bit more into, like, why we think it's cozy.
Okay.
And, like, what parts of it aren't cozy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, how much that really weighs on our determination, you know. Because I
think, like,
I think Dredge, I don't think we, yeah, we didn't do, like, a is it cozy for Dredge. We just were like, it's cozy.
Yeah. You
know? And I stand by that. I still, I think it's cozy. Just because, like, I don't know. It's hard, but I think, like, I think it's still, like, a cute little game. It's cozy. And I don't think Lovecraftian horror makes a game not cozy, because Call of the Sea was also a Lovecraftian horror story.
Yeah.
Horror in, like, the genre, not, like, it is actually a scary game, you know?
Yeah. You can do that.
Yeah.
I like it. I like it. Some good goals.
Yeah. Oh, see, we did Call of the Sea as a Is It Cozy, which I would say is way more cozy than Dredge.
Oh, yeah, it's way more cozy. See, and I could argue that Dredge really isn't that cozy. Like,
yeah.
I am scared. That's why I think
we should talk about, like, maybe that one we could do, like, a Is It Cozy.
Yeah.
We could have done an Is It Cozy, but.
Well, and they've added a lot of stuff since we last played it, so we could always revisit it. Oh,
yeah, there's the new, like, Ice DLC, which I've seen some playthrough of. It looks really cool, mm-hmm. so.
Yeah. Could also do that with some Nancy Drew. We didn't play any Nancy Drew.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. We were going to.
Yeah.
We were planning on it. Why didn't we?
I don't know, man.
Like, there was the year
just
flew by.
Really fast.
It flew by. What? Let me look and see what we were recording in January of last year, just to see really how fresh on our minds that is. Yeah, The Witcher. And Little Witch in the Woods and Planet Zoo.
Yeah.
And then, and then we talked about gaming in 1993.
Yeah. For my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing, I don't know how much it'll impact the listeners, but you were planning on kind of renaming some of the episodes and stuff. So if you start seeing that. That's on purpose.
Yes. It's not a big change. I just realized having episode and then episode number right at the beginning makes it way harder to see what the episode is about. Like, when you're on mobile, because there's only so much space.
Yeah.
So I was like, who cares? Like, it's not a chronological story. Like,
right.
You know, it doesn't matter. So, yeah. So I'll be renaming those probably in the next couple weeks, but it won't affect literally anything else. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
Yeah, anything else?
I don't think so. I think, you know, we've got the new year energy.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully we can ride it out longer this year.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I feel like we're pretty motivated. We're like comfortably motivated.
Yeah. Feel like a calm, like a stable motivation.
Yeah. Not like when I get motivated, like a manic episode where I'm like, I'm going to change my life immediately. And then 45 minutes later, I'm like, anyways, I'm just going to lay on the couch for the rest of the day.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, man, I think having a big event that we had to wait till after, because this is the other thing I was telling Ben, this is that we're not operating on like a New Year's resolution timeline. It happens to be that. But what really happened is that I got married on December 22nd, and that was a huge event that I feel like we've been like, okay, I'm ready to like make changes. And it just was like, I just don't have the time. I like that is not the priority.
Yeah.
And so now, you know, got married, Christmas, and then like 1 week, and then just like a long weekend. So it's kind of like a nice little break. And now like it happens to coincide with the new year, but I'm like, I'm ready. Mm-hmm. I'm ready to, like, get stuff done.
Yeah.
Be responsible. For the first time in my life. It only took 31 years.
You know.
Like.
Being put together is just an illusion, you know.
This is when I realized it was really a problem, is when I was looking at, like, my resolutions. And a lot of them were, like, really basic stuff. Like, oh, be more financially responsible and, like, go to the gym. But, like, just kind of like a general responsibility vibe. And that's when I realized, like, oh, no, I'm actually really motivated to do this on, like, a realistic level when I was looking at, like, my financial stuff. And one of my, like, goals is, like, just don't be surprised by large expenditures that you knew were coming. Like, that's what always gets me in trouble. I'm like, I'm doing so good. And then all of a sudden, I go to an event that I knew I was going to. And if you'd asked me, how much money are you going to spend at this? I would have told you how much money. And I would have been right. But after the event, I'm like, what happened? How did I spend $300? Oh, I went to a concert and I bought 3 shirts and 4 drinks. That's how I spent $300.
Right.
I would have known that when I go to the Ren Faire. I'm like, I'm going to go to the Ren Faire, and I know I'm going to spend money there, but it just doesn't, click in my head until after. I'm like, whoa, what happened? So stupid. Yeah. I know I have car repairs coming up. Like, maybe just think about it beforehand. That's when I knew I was like, I'm in a different mindset now, just naturally, that I'm thinking about these things before they're happening.
Right.
So that's what I'm going to try to do in all aspects of my life, you know? Let me just plan some more stuff.
Yeah.
Seems like more intentional.
Your word for the year is, like, intention.
Yes. Yeah. I'm really believing in, like, verbal manifestation, because that's what I was saying all last year. I was like, I just want to be more intentional. And nothing came of it. But now I've been saying it a lot. And now I'm like, wait a second.
Maybe now it's
starting to click. I think these gears are turning up here.
So you just have to plan a year ahead for any sort of change.
I really have to manifest, like, really far out. It's like a garden, you know? It's like when you plant something and you're like, well, it's going to grow in like 6 to 12 months, I guess.
Right.
Oh, man. So, yeah, so y'all start seeing some changes on the podcast, you know?
And hopefully, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the plan.
Finally get around to uploading all these videos that are taking up space on my computer.
Yeah.
Yep. It'll be great. Yeah. Yeah. Anything else you wanted to talk about before we wish everybody a happy new year again?
I don't think so. Just thank y'all so much for listening.
Yes. Thank you guys so much. Oh. Yeah, I'm excited. We've got some cool stuff planned.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys so much for listening for a whole nother year. Now we've done it. This is our first full year, by the way.
Yeah.
Because we started in October of the year before. So this is like our first, like, January to January big reflection. Very cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm excited for this next year. And thank you guys for listening. And y'all have a happy new year.
Happy new year. Bye.
Bye.